Time now for your letters, and a number of them are about our segment last week in which we talked politics with people in Broken Bow, Nebraska. Bonnie Harris of Portland, Oregon enjoyed it, saying, "I came away from the story with a picture of the community, the economy, some of the lifestyle, a helpful understanding of a town so removed from the place where I live. I hope we all will be as interested in the conversation in Manhattan. We have to understand each other. We need every on-the-ground snapshot we can get to know what makes the country tick." Stanley Oswald of Lincoln, Nebraska, challenged a statement we made. We said there was no doubt that Nebraska's 5 electoral votes are going directly to the Bush-Cheney column. In fact, Mr. Oswald writes, Nebraska, along with the state of Maine, is one of only 2 states that award electoral votes by congressional district. The state has 3 congressional districts. The winner of each district is awarded that district's electoral vote, and the winner of the statewide vote is then awarded the state's remaining 2 votes. Broken Bow is in the sprawling 3rd district, and their electoral vote, along with the remaining 2, probably will go to the Bush-Cheney column. However, we in the 1st district, which includes the capital city of Lincoln, as well as the 2nd district, which includes the city of Omaha, feel we have a good chance of getting our votes to the Kerry Edwards column. So, you see, Nebraska's electoral votes could be split this year, and even in Nebraska, politicians can take nothing for granted. Next week, we'll talk with voters in another non-battleground state, New York, when we visit the west side of Manhattan. One last letter about our listing of casualties in the Iraq War. Joe Kuhiman wrote, "You mentioned 2 Dutch casualties, 1 military, 1 civilian. Unfortunately, that toll rose on August 16th when 1 additional Dutch soldier, a sergeant in the military patrol, was killed. So the correct total is 2 military and 1 civilian. I am sending this comment not in the spirit of keeping score, but in the spirit which I think motivated your reading the list, to recognize the sacrifice of the people who lost their lives. Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name."